Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. And now, a new Fred and Ed story. Our intrepid heroes, Fred and Ed, and one last time. Fred and Ed were out and about with their mother Alice one afternoon, going to the zoo. The zoo was a favorite of Fred's, although Ed frequently pointed out that they were very lucky that Ed did not get captured by the zookeepers and placed into the monkey cage with the rest of his brothers and sisters. Ed would, of course, respond to that by saying, well, you're the same genetics that I am, therefore you'd be in the cage with me. And their mother Alice would have to say, boys, we're not going to the zoo if we're not going to be nice. Now, one of the things that the boys were really, really, really proud of was the fact that they were very different people. Fred was a very outgoing, loved adults, and always was talking about what he thought he could do and what was possible and what was out there and what maybe he should do to be better at what he wanted to do. Ed, on the other hand, loved to tinker with things and build things and create interesting objects out of other interesting objects in the world around them. But Fred and Ed were very different. They relished that. They enjoyed that. It was what made them who they were. Fred, the outgoing, communicating, adult-loving kid who just absolutely always wanted to be involved in the conversation, and Ed, the kid who wanted to build something that would solve the problem he experienced or was experiencing. In both cases, the boys were very different, and they were quite proud of that. When they went out in public to places like the zoo or restaurants or McDonald's or other places like that, sometimes people would say to their mother Alice, are they twins? Now, it isn't a bad thing that people say, are they twins? It isn't a horrible thing that people consider twins to be interesting and unique. Twins and triplets and quadruplets are still rare enough in the world that people love to see them and are intrigued and interested in what they have to say and think about. But the boys hated it when somebody said, are they twins? To them, they weren't twins. They were Fred and Ed. They were two unique and separate creatures that lived, although in the same house, very different lives, with very different goals and expectations and dreams and hopes. Their mother Alice would always answer, yes, they're identical twins. And so, as they're on their way home from the zoo, after experiencing all the wonderful things the zoo has to offer, the boys decided to tell their mother they didn't wish to be known as twins anymore. Mom, said Fred, because he was the vocal one. Yes, answered Alice. Mom, we don't want to be known as twins anymore. Fred finished. His mother smiled and said, okay. And they drove home. That night when Ned, their father, got home, the boys went to their father, and they said, Dad, and Ned said, yes, boys, Dad, we don't want to be known as twins anymore. And Ned smiled and said, yes, your mother told me that. I find it very interesting. Perhaps we can talk about it later. And so the boys went off to bed and off to sleep, and Ned and Alice talked and talked and talked and talked about why the boys wanted to be known as twins no more. They realized that they needed to start doing things with the boys separately. So that next Saturday, Alice took Fred with her when she went to the library, and Ned took Ed with him when he went to play golf with some friends. It was the beginning of the boys being separate. My name is Scott Anderson, and you're listening to my podcast.